Hello and welcome to our third segment of Sahara Universal Network's special program entitled Dawn of Awakening. I'm Vahid Tahami. Last week, we examined the goals of Iran's Islamic Revolution. In today's segment, we are going to look at various dimensions of the momentous occurrence, which was, as you will soon discover, multifaceted. The Islamic Revolution, more than any other event in history, challenged the cultural hegemony of Western ideas. Yet, it did not simply criticize these ideas without offering an alternative. To the contrary, it offered another way, an alternative social model, set of values, and way of living, which were based on Quranic teachings. Moreover, the Islamic Revolution embodied a reaction to over 150 years of Western regional influence, imperialism, and colonialism.
One of the most important aspects of Iran's Islamic Revolution was that it showed that religion can still be a more powerful mobilizer of mass political action than can secular ideologies. The revolution, which was largely a grassroots movement, was in part a backlash against 20th century secularism and Western imperial colonialism. It was a rejection of Western ideas, values, and lifestyle. At the same time, however, this event, which was one of the world's greatest popular movement, affirmed and embraced Iran's Islamic cultural identity.
The confusion brought about by the Pahlavi regime caused people to ask a number of questions, such as why so many other countries were progressing so much faster than this one, and why our political, cultural and economic conditions were deteriorating. The answers to these questions gradually made Iranians review their social conscience and beliefs. They finally arrived at a point in which they decided that something had to be done. We can say that the Islamic Republic is rooted in all of these movements.
The Islamic Revolution, more than any other event in history, challenged the cultural hegemony of Western ideas. Yet, it did not simply criticize these ideas without offering an alternative. To the contrary, it offered another way, an alternative social model, set of values, and way of living, which were based on Quranic teachings. Moreover, the Islamic Revolution embodied a reaction to over 150 years of Western regional influence, imperialism, and colonialism.
Since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution and the consequent race to build empires, a number of Western countries had set their sights on Iran and meddled in its internal affairs. While doing so, they had promoted their own culture and set of values. They achieved a limited degree of success with a small group of Iranians whom they were able to brainwash into thinking that Western meant better. In fact, they managed to convince these individuals that if Iran were to take its rightful place in the world, it must first be Westernized, which they equated with modern.
You can find the goals of the revolution in the slogans before the revolution. I'm sure that everybody knows about these two slogans: independence, freedom, Islamic Republic, Middle East, Northwest, Islamic Republic. If you elaborate them, you can find what were the purposes of the revolution.
However, These would-be empire builders were never able to convert the Iranian people as a whole to their way of thinking. In fact, the more they meddled and tried to persuade Iranians that their ways were best, the more cautious the people became. The majority of Iranians regarded these foreign powers with suspicion. This suspicion only deepened when the foreign agents doubled their efforts. The average Iranian rightly concluded that these powers were only pursuing their own interests at Iran's expense. Moreover, they were of their opinion that these powers, in hopes of exerting even greater control over Iran, were attempting to eradicate both its culture and faith.
As mentioned before, that domination of foreign powers were very important, and the people are very sensitive about such authoritarian regime, corruptions, all of them were. Therefore, the people decided how to make the revolution and what would be the goals of the revolution. One of them was independence. What does it mean with independence? Independence means that we do not tolerate any kind of domination or intervention of foreign powers.
Obviously, the Iranian people did not suddenly conclude in 1979 that they had had enough of foreign interference and decide it was a good time to stage a revolution. To the contrary, the pressure had been building for a long time. As was mentioned earlier, imperialistic colonial powers had been meddling in Iran for more than 150 years. And the more they interfered, the more the tension mounted between their alien ways and Iran's religious and cultural traditions. The power of religion to mobilize the Iranian people was first demonstrated in 1892, when the Shah sold a British company exclusive rights over the country's tobacco industry. The prominent Iranian cleric Mirza Mohammad Hassan Shirazi maintained that this time the foreigners had gone too far. He was tired of seeing the Iranian people exploited by foreign interests. Therefore, he promptly issued an order prohibiting the use of tobacco. The order was instantly obeyed, and crowds took to the streets in support of Shirazi. The Shah quickly backed down and canceled the contract. The message was clear. Religion in Iran was a force to be reckoned with. Unfortunately, however, the foreign powers drew the wrong conclusions. Instead of respecting the Iranian people's religious beliefs and working in accordance with them, they decided to stamp them out and break the power of religion over the masses. This decision led to years of repression and bloodshed.
On the other hand, the question was that this revolution could be liberated from any kind of influence and intervention of other states. You can find that it is interesting that if you go to the background of the revolution, you will see that almost all great powers and superpowers were against the revolution.
The foreign powers laid their plans carefully. The first step, which was a joint British-Russian venture, took place in 1905 with the introduction of a representative government modeled after one that had recently been introduced in Russia. The goal was to use party policies to undermine the power of the clergy. Though a majlis was formed, the move only served to introduce the concept of constitutional monarchy to Iran. It failed in its objective, which was to wean the Iranian people away from their religion. Religion remained deeply enriched, and the clergy remained powerful. The opposition to foreign control continued, and Tabriz revolted.
What makes a population reach that point? What are the dynamics involved? What type of governmental mismanagement or inefficiency can cause such deprivation in a population? The 19th century French politician Alexis de Tocqueville studied such dynamics in 1848 and commented that he had seen much done in order to bring down certain rulers. However, he maintained that all such incidents were surface and the root cause was the fact that the rulers in question had reached a point in which they were no longer capable of maintaining power.
The foreigners retaliated by shelling the shrine of Imam Reza in Mashhad and hanging a number of clergymen. When those actions failed to subdue the Iranian masses, the foreigners replaced Muhammad Ali Shah with his son Ahmad. The latter was a child at the time and could easily be controlled. The coronation of Ahmad Shah in 1914 marked the beginning of a period in which Iran degenerated into nothing more than a colony. The oppression and forced westernization was stepped up even further when the British deposed Ahmad Shah and installed Reza Khan on the throne.
Reza Shah actually succeeded in transforming a traditional pro-Western, albeit inefficient monarchy, into a more modern dictatorship. The primary goal of the dictatorship was to eradicate religion and transform Iranian society into a completely Western one. The stage had been set, and repercussions were bound to occur.
For the past few centuries, how have the majority of the Iranian people viewed foreign powers?
The Islamic revolution in Iran had two aims, a long-term aim and a short-term aim. Its short-term aim was to eradicate national dependency by eliminating the Shah and breaking away from the foreign despot, mainly the United States. And its long-term aim has been to better conditions for the Iranian people in accordance with rules and regulations.
With suspicion.
People in Iran, from the beginning of the coming of British colony in Iran, tried to get rid of this, that it was really difficult for Iranian people to work with it and to accept it. And later, when the American people came to Iran after the coup, they tried to establish a base in Iran. That base, the money they needed for the armament, they imposed everything on Iranian nation.
What was one of the most important aspects of Iran's Islamic Revolution?
Abul Hasan Ebtahaj, in his book, he wrote that I tried to explain to the American people, look, you're pushing us to spend all the money that we receive from the oil for the armament. These people are poor, and they have many difficulties, and every year that we pre-plan the budget, Shah says that the American believes that you have to reduce the current budget to be able to buy more armament from American.
The fact that it showed that religion can still be a more powerful mobilizer of mass political action than can secular ideology.
Thank you for joining us for this third segment of The Dawn of Awakening. Be sure and tune in next week at the same time and same place when we will examine some of the results of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Until then, goodbye and God bless.
Even Ibtihaj, who is a person that is a pro-American, he said that, look, very soon people in Iran will rise and will try to change the situation, since they are very poor and you are spending the money that belongs to them on armament that the American needs. It's just not the need of the Iranian people. I mean, Americans want to make a base to be able to control the Soviet Union. They have to pay the money for those armaments, not the Iranian people. By this, I mean that the foreign people in Iran, foreign countries in Iran, they try to push Iranian people in different way, and it was really the start of the revolution.